Hey everyone, thank you for waiting for me. I know it's been a long time and I'm going to make an excuse, okay? But it's exciting. I think I've talked about it a little bit previous, but Coaching with Dr. Heidi is getting ready to relaunch and we've been doing a lot of work on the new website. If you've been to the website that I direct you to in previous podcasts, I direct you to my Wellness Center site, which then there's a page for Coaching with Dr. Heidi. Coaching with Dr. Heidi is getting ready in the next month to have a full website launch, and so a lot of energy has been going into that. So I appreciate not getting harassed between podcast episodes. The other exciting news that I have is a little premature, but I'm too excited to not talk about it. My coaching program that I take people through sometime in the next 2 or 3 months will be available online. So it will be through the new website, but there's just a lot of different transitioning things going on, and I am super excited about being able to get this information out to more people. So again, I apologize. I did post last week on a couple of the social media sites to give me an idea. What are you guys looking for? What do we need to hear? And I had 2 or 3 that came back with the same type of question. And that was, what are we supposed to expect when we decide we're leaving a toxic relationship or we've decided we're going to exit? And that is a huge, huge category that I will try to hit a couple main points today. It is not by any means all-inclusive. But these were the first ones that came to my head. And then I actually talked to some of my clients and got their perspective. So at the end of you listening to me, I'm going to read what they sent in as far as what you can expect in relationships when you decide to leave if the environment has been toxic. So what to expect when you're leaving. Again, wow, huge subject. So even though all toxic relationships are different, the chaos that goes on when leaving a toxic person can be almost unbelievable. About the time you thought you've seen everything, guess again. When you're in a relationship with a toxic person or an emotional abuser or someone with a more narcissistic type personality, you may believe that you have seen everything. Truth is, you probably ain't seen nothing yet. And I hate to be the one to break that news to you, but leaving a toxic relationship brings a whole new level of crazy chaos drama to what you thought was going to be the end. I say this not to scare anybody or to talk anybody out of doing what they're doing, but I am an educator. And I honestly believe that the more you know, the less fearful it is. So I tell you what to expect so that you are prepared. Now, again, every relationship is different. So if this doesn't happen in yours, great. You're going to have some people that will probably message me after the podcast that says, well, that was nothing. You should have seen mine. So these are just a couple that popped into my head. If you know what's coming, it's going to be a lot less paralyzing and a lot less overwhelming when it actually happens. So usually, the reason that the toxicity level goes up when you make the decision to step out or remove yourself is due to the toxic person losing their power and control over you. Because we've talked about it before, the degree of love is questionable. You're an extension of a toxic person that is used to get what they need. So it's not because they're losing their lover or their loved one. It is because they are losing their control over you. Their whole purpose in life is power, control, attention, and admiration. And again, the several different personalities, so those will swing back and forth onto several different scales with everyone. When you decide you're finished, they will go to almost any extent to regain control. You making changes or choosing yourself will be strongly disliked by the toxic person. A toxic person in general, they will never admit to this, by the way, but a toxic person in general is very insecure on the inside. So when they can control their environment and control the people around them, it makes them feel more secure because they're in control. So history has proven in your relationship that you are not the one that makes the calls. You are not the one that gets to decide anything, and you are not the one that is in control of anything. So you making a decision to step out or remove yourself will be no different. You do not get to choose that either. Why in the world would you think that would be your decision? That's their perspective. So a few things to expect when you decide to leave a toxic relationship. You are fearful. Chances are you have been fearful for a very long time, which is most likely why you are still there. Know that the day, the week, the hour you leave, it will be extremely fearful. It will be scarier than probably anything you've done. You are going to be over the top anxious and perhaps almost debilitated. But it's okay. That, in my opinion, is completely normal. Your power in leaving comes with you pushing through your fear. Once you decide to go, you need to feel the fear and do it anyway. Now, there is some of my clients that are able to say, hey, I want out. And not that they don't get harassed and criticized and accused of things on their way out the door, but they're able to walk out the door, get their own place, and work it out without quite as much chaos as some. But in other clients' lives and in some people very close to me's lives, you didn't leave. You ran away. And if you are in a situation where you are feeling like you are going to have to run away to get out, it is overwhelmingly scary. So just know that the fear usually comes from you moving from an environment that you are familiar in to an unknown territory. Even though it's not healthy, at least you know what to expect. And stepping out, you have no idea what's going to happen out there. So the unknown is always scary, and the familiar is always easier to stay in. So be prepared to be scared, because it is scary. The next thing you can expect is expect to have feelings of freedom right alongside feelings of guilt. Toxic people have a superpower of making you feel guilty. Do you know what that superpower is called? It is manipulation. With threats, punishment, accusations, criticisms, all anything you can think of, they will make you feel bad about leaving. Guilt is an emotion, just like happiness. No one gets the power to make you feel, quotes, guilty. Do what is right and healthy for you. Because of the guilt, you will find yourself going back and forth with your decision. Okay, if you've left before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I think this is right. Oh, but what if, what if, what if, what if? Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You need to know that the guilt is an emotional manipulation that they have put on you that you have complete control over. Just because somebody makes you feel guilty does not mean you need to change your action. The other thing you need to expect is you need to expect that people who you thought were your friends will not seem so friendly. If I tell you this in the beginning, it won't be so scary when it happens. Toxic people are very worried about how they look to the public. So they will want to make sure all of your friends, their friends, all the family members know their side of the story. Now, as we all know, their side of the story usually contains a lot of half-truths and untruths, which is going to lead you to feel like you have to defend yourself. They want you to look bad. They want you to look crazy. They want you to look like the one who's all of a sudden ending this perfect relationship and they didn't know it was coming. Well, my recommendation here is let them talk, because you have way too much other stuff going on than to expend your energy on defending yourself against the same untruths you've defended yourself off on the whole time. So, easy for me to say, hard for you to do, but the truth will come out in the end, I promise. So don't waste your energy on following up on all of these things you're hearing they're saying. They have got enough of your energy, and it's time to concentrate on you. They will continue to stir up drama and chaos to keep you from moving forward, so do not fall for that. It will be one thing after the next, and you will feel like it is never going to end. But it's going to just let it go on in the background while you keep moving forward, one foot in front of the other. So don't feel like just because people are all of a sudden acting like they don't support you, that doesn't mean they won't support you in a year and a half when the true colors come through. You will also need to be ready to go into no contact or very little contact mode. If there is one thing that was the hardest for me, was the hardest for the people around me, and was the hardest for many of my clients, it is going no contact. For some reason, we feel obligated to stay in contact with toxic people. Again, a lot of that stems from guilt or manipulation. But the safest and most effective way to leave a toxic relationship is just to leave. If you've decided to leave somebody who's unhealthy for you, chances are you have already hashed over every reason and it has never gotten you anywhere. So contact beyond that point is going to be nothing but the 27 personalities a toxic person will use to suck you back in. And they will do it because they've done it before. The only way you can truly be free from them and the anxiety and worry that they inflict on us is to have as little or no contact as you can. Ask any of my clients, or myself for that matter, once I did not have contact and association with them anymore, that's when peace, freedom, calmness, and happiness started to show up. But every time there was contact, it felt like the world was caving in again. You will gain your strength the less you have to be in touch with them. Now, I understand that there is a large portion of the audience that is listening that has children. In the case of children with a toxic person, you cannot go no contact. So then my recommendation is you need to promise yourself beyond a shadow of a doubt that the only thing you will engage with them about is things that entail the kids, the activities, the school schedule, the visitation schedule, that kind of thing. In doing so, make sure that you stay as boring as you can. Don't fall into the trap of giving them too much personal information, because no contact or very little contact is another thing that makes them angry. So they are going to try to get every little bit of personal information out of you during that kid exchange or during that 5 seconds at the soccer field. Keep things very boring when you leave. They will want to continue to know whatever they can about you. And the only reason they want to do that is so they can throw it in your face later or use it against you for something. So don't give them anything. It's about the kids, the weather, or I'm sorry you feel that way and I don't have time to talk. Those are your four answers. There are several other things that I could go over in this subject because it's huge. But I think the bottom line is no matter how scared you are, you have already survived every day and everything that you thought that you wouldn't. You will be fine. You just need to keep moving. You don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to see the first step. And when you get to the first step, the next step will become visible soon after. Everything ends up working out. Not that there's not ups and downs. There is definitely ups and downs. And there's days you're going to feel like there's more downs than there's ups. So don't go back to questioning your decision on leaving if they are indeed unhealthy for you. So I asked several of my clients to give me some other ideas and different perspectives to share with all of you about their experience upon leaving the toxic relationship. These people are from all different levels in the process, but looking back, they all say they should have done it sooner. And most of them will say, I didn't leave because of fear. And most of them will say, I didn't leave because I didn't know how I'd make it. So a couple of these are going to be podcast guests coming up in the next couple months. So the first one comes from a lady whose toxic relationships have claimed over 2/3 of her lifetime. Leaving a marriage, a family business, and her family after 45 years was the most difficult thing this strong woman has ever done. This is what she says about the day that she left. I was extremely fearful. I had very high anxiety. I could no longer sleep. It took almost 2 weeks after the day I left just to settle down enough to get my thoughts together. I was alone. My children are grown, but involved in the family business, so I was cut off from all of them, all of my grandkids, and all that I knew. Upon leaving, I lost my job and lost my total identity. But I had my dog, so that helped. I did not feel safe for a very long time, and now, a year later, I still have moments of fear and anxiety that overwhelm me. So in that case, she has pushed through for a year and she has had ups and downs and ups and downs and ups and downs. But she knows that each day she's getting a little bit farther. And, you know, we didn't get this way overnight. We were programmed this way by them. The next one comes from a professional peer of mine that went through my program as well. Oh, she went through my program and she did fantastic, but she also did an immense amount of self-study on her journey to healing. And aside from the toxic relationship that she was leaving when I met her, she has found a lot of other toxic people who had entered her life through her past that she would not have even realized were that unhealthy for her. And she's now moving on to a different career in a different location and is completely changing her, I guess, her viewpoint towards life. And I am so proud of her. But what to expect upon leaving? She said, expect to develop a very healthy relationship with your technology. And I laughed when I read that because I thought, what? She said, meaning, it is the quickest way to reconnect to the pain. And because you've been in it, you are probably addicted to the pain. Block them on all social media, text, emails, calls, etc. Block their friends, block their family. Anything that you know will trigger you and anything that you know they will use to get to you. Block it, cut it out, shut it off. Understand that there will be a void that will exist. It's human nature. You want to fill it with someone or something that is familiar. But in my case, rather than filling it with the familiar, I filled it with the things that I have always wanted to explore. Try something new. Get a different job. Do anything that you have been too afraid or you have been unable to do. That is where you will find you again. You will not find you, quotes, in the familiar. The next one comes from someone who I have known for a very, very long time. I have personally seen her struggles and how they are continually popping back up as triggers as she moves into her adult life with hopes of healthy relationships for herself. Hers is a little bit shorter. She's kind of that way, but she said, when you finally get out, all you want to do is go back because things outside no longer seem normal. You feel very out of place. Things are uncomfortable and unfamiliar, so it draws you back in. Be strong, stay strong. The last one comes from a lady that I have known for about a year and a half. She has struggled unendingly with hoovering from her toxic person. She says, once you leave a toxic environment, you will feel as if a ton of bricks are lifted off your shoulders. For all the times you've walked on eggshells, your nerves will feel settled as you feel an instant relief. For all the times your head spun as you listen to the negativity that totally drained your emotional happiness, leaving a toxic relationship is the one thing that made me feel alive again. I will tell you, this lady is a rock. And even though, like the rest of us, she was sucked back into the familiar more than once, each time she uses her knowledge to gain her footing her self-worth and her confidence, and she is seriously understanding what it is she deserves. So to all of you who have removed yourself from a toxic environment, way to go. It is the hardest thing I have personally ever done. I seriously have tears in my eyes. I don't know what about reading those people's quotes is making me emotional, but it is. Be proud of yourself. You won if you did it, and it is fantastic. But I will tell you, there, surround yourself with people who get it, because there is more people that don't get it than people that get it. So this is Dr. Heidi. I will tell you, over the next couple weeks, the name and the logo of this podcast is going to change just a little bit for the relaunch. So it will no longer be Get Detoxicated. It will be called It's Not Normal, It's Toxic. So you'll notice that the turquoise logo is going to actually be something a little bit different. It's going to be lime green and turquoise, but you should have no problem, because if you're already subscribed, you will be able to find it. If you do not follow me yet on, listen to me sniffling. That's terrible. If you do not already follow me on Facebook, my Facebook page is Coaching with Dr. Heidi. My Instagram is Coaching with Dr. Heidi. And right now you can reach me through the website, which is edgewellness.net, E-D-G-E, wellness.net. And there is a toxic relationship page. On that page is something called the TPA. It's the Toxicity Profile Analysis. To my podcast listeners, I offer a 20-minute free assessment of the TPA. And basically what the TPA does is when you answer the 106 questions on the TPA, it gives me an idea of mild, moderate to severe toxicity you're being affected by. And I can see which of the 21 characteristics in my program your life has been mostly affected by. So if you're wondering if maybe I'm in a toxic relationship, maybe I'm not, or I feel like I am, but they're telling me I'm not, this is a good way to just kind of do a self-check. And it may open your eyes just a little bit to your environment. So you can actually do that, and then you submit it back in and we schedule a consultation. So thanks for listening. And if you have any questions or you have any topics that you want to talk about with me, you can reach me through the Facebook page. Just shoot me a message. Okay, so I will be talking to you again, and I will try to keep you updated. I'm super excited about all the changes going on. Have a great weekend. It's Saturday afternoon, which means we don't have to go to work for another day and a half.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.